Hey, podcast listener, if you're a business owner, you're about to learn how to wow your customers, reduce the workload on your employees, and increase your profits by using smarter automation tools and tactics. If you want to learn more about this podcast or find out how to use automation in your business, head across to fusedapp.com. Welcome to another show, listener. Today's episode, we've got an expert in website exits or website sales, Jock Birtle from Digital Exits. Jock, how are you?
Hey, Jake, mate. Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, and I'm glad to have you on the show. Now, a listener may be asking, what is a website selling expert doing on the Automation Podcast? And to that, I'd answer, well, you are probably the most qualified person to speak to about what sort of systems a business needs to have in place in order to maximize the value of a sale.
I think we were talking before about this, and if I want to give one reason, the more automation a business has, the higher the selling price or the higher the exit. So that's probably the basic reason that you want to think about, you know, automation and systems in your business, is you're just going to get more money when you sell.
Absolutely. Well, there's no need to convince our listener of that. They're all automation enthusiasts, which is fantastic. But what we might do, Jock, why don't you give us a little bit of background of who you are, what you do, and what's brought you to where you are today?
Sure. I'm one of those kid entrepreneurs, started very young. I was lucky enough to have a family business where I could make mistakes and, you know, lose money and make money and have fun. That family business was based around brokerage and valuations. So, you know, what I do as a business now is based around brokerage and valuations. So, you know, quite a simple link there. How I got into doing my company now, I sold a portfolio of affiliate sites that I owned last year. And 2014? So in 2013. And then after that exit, I moved full time into doing, helping find a buyer when someone wants to sell their online business. So although I've, you know, been doing this full time for a short amount of time, I've probably been doing this for about 10 or 15 years. If you look at my progression, you know, over time. So that's a quick background on me.
Absolutely. So what's the typical size of a business now that you'd be handling?
So I've got a couple of sites for sale at the moment. Basically anything under $5 million. Mm-hmm. And then probably minimum sitting around $100,000. Obviously there's more transactions in that sub $200,000 valuation range. So I've got a site for sale for $1.2 million, I've got a site for sale for $250,000, I've got a site for sale for $90,000. But let's say 80% of the volume will be in that sub $200,000 range.
All right. Well, let's turn it over to you now, Jock. Why don't you lay out for our listener, ideally, what does their business look like in order to maximize the sale value of it?
So there's a couple of things that you want to be looking at when maximizing sale value. I'm going to go a little bit off tangent from automation and then come back into it. So firstly, your business is growing. So there's a positive growth trend that's happening in the business, and that's going to diminish the risk for the new owner, because obviously the buyer is looking for a return on investment. So they want to, you know, put down some money, and then, you know, they're mostly the demographic of the buyer is an online entrepreneur that that wants to get their hands dirty and, you know, get their hands on the business and improve it. So that's probably step one, is having the business that's growing. Step two would be, you know, in a market that's defensible. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's some type of unique selling proposition surrounding the business. There's, you know, you need to build in an aspect in your business that's not repeatable or copyable. That's going to have value to an investor. And then the third thing, and this is where, you know, systems, processes, automation comes in, is how much time does the business owner spend running the business? Because if you have a business owner that, you know, is working 50 hours a week in the business and someone is looking to acquire, essentially what they're acquiring is a job. But if the owner is working in the business, let's say 5 hours a week, and all they're doing is having, you know, one meeting with their sales manager, one meeting with their operations manager, one meeting with their finance manager, you know, and a couple of meetings with a few other specific key personnel in the business, then what an investor is buying is an asset or an investment. And so that's when systems and automation comes into the process.
So what sort of systems are we talking about here?
So there's a few systems. We can probably break them down into marketing systems and operation systems. So on the marketing system side, what a potential buyer is looking for is the current sales or cash flow or income of the business repeatable? So is there a system behind, you know, generating customers? You know, is the business buying ads, for example, on a regular basis? Is the business, you know, do they have a follow-up email sequence for leads or for prospects? You know, does the business have, you know, a conversion rate optimization plan? Does the business have, you know, a database or an email marketing system that A, is automated, but B, is managed by someone? So that's the sort of the first aspect that they're going to look for is, you know, marketing automation or marketing systems and processes. And that comes down, you know, to how do we generate more clients in the future? That's really what they're looking at. And then the second thing is operational systems. So things like, you know, processes, standard operating procedures, you know, what needs to be done on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to keep this business afloat? So that could be things like customer support, you know, processes, systems or software, financial reporting, analytical reporting, you know, reporting by staff weekly or monthly in terms of, you know, the business health. So like a, you know, a dashboard or a like a general reporting document, and that could be either automated or prepared by a staff member. Actually having, you know, staff implementing all of these systems, because if you're implementing these systems yourself, you know, again, we get back to the thing about, you know, you're buying a job, not so much an asset. So those are the two systems that you're going to need to prepare, are your marketing and then your operations.
Okay, so the way in which you create the systems, does the platform matter?
I don't think the platform matters. I just think that as long as they're in place and as long as they're stable, the platform, the actual technology that you're using doesn't really matter. Because in hindsight, you know, before we had all these amazing bits of SaaS software and tools, you know, everyone used to do everything by hand. And, you know, businesses have been trading for centuries. And back in, you know, biblical times, if we use that as an example, someone would, you know, write down that today we made, you know, $1,300 in sales, and they'd reconcile everything using pen and paper. And then that reconciliation sheet would then be entered into, you know, the daily or weekly sales. So I don't really think the platform matters. I just think that as long as there's something in place, then that adds value. On the other hand, you know, having something that's automated certainly makes it a lot easier and adds a lot more profit to the bottom line. And you've got to remember that value for online businesses based on a multiple of yearly earnings. So if I just clarify that, let's say your business makes $200,000 profit per year, then someone's going to buy that business as a multiple of that profit. So let's say it's 3x net earnings. So I'll make an offer of $600,000. So if we bring it back to, you know, software and platforms, if you are using a piece of software that you're paying, you know, $49 a month for versus paying someone's wage part-time at, you know, $1,500 a month, that difference of $1,401 is going to be straight to your bottom line. And, you know, if we're using net profit as a valuation model, then you're going to get more money when you sell. So to answer your question, no, it doesn't matter as long as the system's in place, but software and tools make expenses less and improves the value of your business.
Okay. So of all the businesses you see, how many of them actually do you think have been optimized in terms of their systems and their procedures in place?
Honestly, hardly any. Like it's really, like no business is ever perfect. No business owner is ever perfect. It's really hard to come across a business that I look at and I don't see any inefficiencies. And so on the flip side, you know, that's an opportunity for someone looking to acquire an online company and add in all those systems. But it's very rare that I find a business, and I'm talking, you know, we're using the yardstick of perfection here, where I see, you know, no inefficiencies. There's generally, you know, lots of gaps for systems and processes and automation. I've, you know, especially in the small to medium space, you know, small to medium business space, no one's ever presented me with an operations manual. Like intact, like people have documents here, there and everywhere, you know, that are put together in an Excel spreadsheet or Word doc or whatever. So, you know, people are doing it, but I've never seen someone that just has the whole nine yards. And that's the good thing for us is we provide a service called an exit planning program where we actually assist business owners prepare their business for sale. And we go through those things like process, documentation, you know, optimizing, maybe doing a little bit of CRO or conversion rate optimization, you know, putting together all the systems and the documents, trying to see if there's any staff that need to be hired, seeing if there's any things that the business owner is doing that shouldn't be doing. So there's a good market there for us because, you know, people don't implement it. And then for the seller, by doing this, they're going to get a different type of buyer making an offer on their business. So you're going to get more of a capital market buyer versus a entrepreneurial type buyer, just for the fact that there's less risk with optimized, automated, systemized business for a capital market buyer who are, you know, pushing those, you know, 4 to 5, maybe even a little bit higher, multiple of earning offers. Whereas your, you know, small to medium sized business entrepreneur that's making that 2 to 3x financial offer. So for the seller, you know, they're obviously going to get more money at the end of the day. And I also think it takes a different mindset if you're growing your business with systems and processes. And I think if you have that mindset initially, I actually think you're going to grow a bigger business just for the fact that I did an analysis of 250 transactions just recently. I wrote a nice big juicy blog post on valuations, and Jake's going to link up to that in the show notes below. But you can see, or I saw, that there was a massive gap between businesses valued around that 200,000 or 300,000 range and then businesses valued in that $2 to $5 million range. Like 80% of businesses came in like under $500,000. So obviously there's a different mindset between those two business owners, and the bigger businesses had good systems in place. So it obviously shows in the data that's the case, that, you know, automation and systems really matters when you're selling.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess what I can see there is that you're obviously also drinking from the Kool-Aid with implementing your own systems and stuff within your own business.
Definitely. So we're just about to implement either Infusionsoft or Office Autopilot. I'm leaning towards Office Autopilot. I'm probably going to have a conversation with Jake about his recommendation after this. I've got a 8x8 follow-up sequence for leads. So that'll be postcard, marketing, phone call, email. So we're laying that out at the moment. If we want to talk about unique selling point, that having marketing systems and having scale is a good enough unique proposition or a good enough differentiator in the marketplace. For example, obviously I'm in the service-based business, and I do know that none of my competitors are doing any of what I just mentioned. And if someone was looking to acquire my company, just having that thing alone, just having those systems in place alone, is a good enough differentiator on, in essentially, is exactly the same service. Like if I take what I do and compare it to my competitors, essentially we all charge about the same amount of money. We all do a similar service. Like we might have a different way of doing things or a different network, but in like from a bird's eye view, essentially we all do the same thing. But if I had that one aspect of marketing automation and systems, that is a big enough differentiator to be able to say to my prospective clients or say to a prospective buyer, you know, this is why our business is different, is because we have the best marketing operations systems. You know, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's not even just the marketing system, it's just the process, the documented process of how you go about. It's almost like you've productized your service offering.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, obviously you've done it, and people, you know, everyone says, you know, get a USP, you know, what's your USP? Or I'm sure everyone's Googled, you know, how to make a USP. And if everyone goes and does it and actually reads all the content, it's quite ambiguous. Like the process, like there's no set, you know, do this, and you've got a USP. I read a great book, and there was a pizza shop, and all the staff wore lime green uniforms and lime green chef's hats. And that was their only differentiating point. But like the business was booming, and it was a really simple thing. So I think the point that I'm trying to make is, as long for me as a service-based business, that marketing and automation, having that process is in place, is a massive differentiator and a massive boost for me when I'm selling my services, and also if I'm looking, you know, if I'm looking to exit at one point.
Mm, yep, absolutely. No, that makes total sense. So we've covered a lot in this episode. I think what would be fantastic, Jock, to put you on the spot here, and how about you give our listener something to take away that they go off and implement straight away? What's the low-hanging fruit in terms of the systems that someone, or the processes that someone should go out today and implement in their own business?
Are they looking to increase sales, or are they thinking about making an exit in the next 12 months?
Well, I think if you're looking for a long-term goal, if you're preparing your business for sale, it doesn't mean you have to sell your business, but it just means that obviously profit's going to come behind that. It just means that your business is going or heading towards the point where it can work almost without you.
If I was to give one thing and one thing only, I would look at trying to systemize your marketing, because I think that's probably the most important thing about your business, and that's your marketing. Without a prospect, you know, you don't have any opportunity to sell them on your services. So if I was going to say go and automate or go and process size or go and figure out, you know, what your system is or what your one thing is for marketing that you want to focus on, whether that's, you know, speaking or AdWords or media buys or, you know, just or content marketing or webinars or something, I would start with one of those channels. So one channel only. So pick a channel. And then I would work on getting a repeatable system for that channel in place and then knuckle down so that you know that if you spend $1,000 in June, you're going to return, you know, 2x, 5x, 10x, you know, whatever. That would be my parting advice to listeners to go and implement right now. So find one marketing channel and systemize that.
Fantastic, Jock. That's great. Now, where can our listeners find out a little bit more about you?
Head over to digitalexits.com or shoot me an email, jock@digitalexits.com.
Excellent. Jock, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Listener, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll catch you again shortly. Hey, podcast listener, thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about this podcast or find out how to use automation in your business, head across to fusedapp.com. See you soon.